Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt speaking in Canberra. A lot of interest in these reports. The news broken by Jonathan Kersley on Channel 9 TV News. A lot of interesting reports out of Queensland. Two aged care residents given an overdose of the Pfizer vaccine yesterday. 88-year-old man, 94-year-old woman. The doctor who made the mistake, as David said, had been stood down. Here's the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt.
Basically, a doctor gave an incorrect dose to two patients yesterday. I think it's very important that we're up front. The safeguards that were put in place immediately kicked into action. A nurse on the scene identified the fact that a higher than the prescribed amount of the dose was given to two patients, an 88-year-old male, a 94-year-old female, in a Queensland aged care facility, in particular Holy Spirit Castledean in Queensland. I think it's important that we just provide the information as we have it. The important thing is that the advice that we have, and I've spoken with the Queensland Health Minister this morning, Paul has been working with his counterpart in Queensland, is that both patients are being monitored and both patients are showing no signs at all of an adverse reaction. But it is a reminder of the importance of the safeguards. A number of things have occurred. Firstly, the nurse on the scene stepped in, and I want to thank her for her strength of character and her professionalism. Secondly, the contractor has stood down the doctor in question from the program. Thirdly, the monitoring of the patients, which is the most important thing, has been ongoing, a partnership between the Commonwealth, the facility and Queensland Health. And I want to thank Queensland Health and in particular the Queensland Chief Health Officer.
Okay, as well as that's Greg Hunt, the Federal Health Minister. This stage, thankfully, no adverse reactions. Let's hope that continues. And I think every nurse in Australia will be saying, well done. There's a lot in the medical profession, including doctors, who will tell you nurses protect them, save them and help them many, many times a day. And there are many nurses who tell you exactly that, how they stop doctors doing things that could potentially kill people. That's not the case here, but she stood up and said, oh, hang on, good on them, well done. Not always easy to stand up to the authority of the doctor in charge, I'm sure.